getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show here on the radio, or the computer maybe, or your iPad, or your smartphone, or heck, who knows nowadays? You can hear stuff in so many different places, but wherever you're listening to, glad to have you with us for another show here. A lot of great old-time records for the hour, like always. And as we get closer and closer to Christmas, more and more holiday tunes making their way into the show today. I just was pulling out the Frankie Yankovic Christmas Party album. We've got one from that album coming up here in the show today, along with a bunch of others. Let's just start it out right this week, shall we? As you know, we produce this show up in northern Minnesota, and even though these guys are from southern Minnesota, let's get things rolling with the Minnesota Polka from down around New Ulm, the Six Fat Dutchmen. Six Fat Dutchmen getting things rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We do this every week, of course. About an hour's worth of great old-time records here on the show every week. And, glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, you can always reach us via email, too. If you have a request or a question about a record, or you'd like to hear a record or whatever, it's very easy. OompaHour@mail.com. That's it. OompaHour. All smushed together into one word. OompaHour@mail.com, and we'll get your message, and we'll tend to business, as they say. Let's try this one. Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra plus one. That's actually what it says on the record. Here's the Ain't of the Shame Polka. We'll be right back.
so charming. We felt the warmth of love with just a glance. We wanted oh so badly to be happy, and together we both thought we had a chance. Oh, ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Oh, ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our love away? Ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our love away?
Aha, Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra, plus one. I don't know who the plus one was and why they're not normally there, but anyway, it's the Ain't It a Shame polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records throughout the hour, including, as I told you, holiday records. More and more of them working their way into the show as we get further into the Christmas season here, and I think that it's time we heard from Frankie Yankovic. You know, it doesn't say on this record if the Yanks are on here. I can't imagine a Frankie Yankovic record that doesn't include the Yanks, but here's Frankie and his rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, has anybody here seen Rudolph?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it knows all of the other reindeer. Used to laugh and call him names. They never
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Frankie Yankovic, and that's got to be the Yanks. I'm saying it is, even though it's not on the record. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer here on one of the holiday editions of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we'll be including more and more holiday records as we get into the show. And, of course, Christmas Week, the show that is going to be out the week of the 20th of December and go through the holiday weekend there. We'll have all Christmas music, all old-time Christmas music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. So old-time Christmas music fans, you could be looking forward to that. Time to move on to a great tune. I've always liked this record from Cousin Fuzzy and the band. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, in fact. And it's called Why Do You Gals Wear Britches Anyway? Well, they don't say anyway. I just added that in myself.
Now, why do you gals wear breeches? It really is a sin for you to wear the garments supposed to be worn by men. Now, you say it's nobody's business, and you are right, I guess. But how'd it make you feel to see a man wear a dress? Now, why do you gals wear breeches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now, you don't like to call them breeches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old britches to me. It's not the thing to do. You used to wear those bustles, and some wore hoop skirts too. And then you jumped to hobble skirts with lace and silk so fine. Goodness sakes alive, gals, make up your minds. They giggle and they grin, and the way those britches fit them, well, you'd think they'd been poured in. And if they ever split them, when men folks are about, they sure would be embarrassed when they start pouring out. Now, why do you gals wear britches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now, you don't like to call them britches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old britches to me. Boom, boodly doodly doom, giboing, giboing.
It's just a cute record, and it may not even be a polka. Well, kind of, you could certainly dance to it anyway. Cousin Fuzzy and his Doughboys there. And why do you gal wear britches here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records is what we've got going on for you in the show today. And see, you can actually hear me taking the record out of the sleeve. That's considered unprofessional in the broadcasting business. And you shouldn't be hearing me shuffle these papers either. But you know what? This is like 100% live and real radio here, and I know that you're probably hearing this as a recording because the different radio stations that carry our program all play it at different times and everything, and I'm obviously not live doing the show over and over 16 or 18 times. We actually have 19 stations now, believe it or not. 19 stations across the good old U.S. of A. Carrying the Oompa Hour, all from coast to coast and north to south. It's amazing how that kind of catches on. But what was I saying? Oh, you heard me taking the record out of the sleeve. See, that's considered to be sloppy work and shuffling papers and things. But before I got into the Sig Sakowitz record I got here, I wanted to tell you about the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum, which is what you'll find when you get there, located on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. That the museum, Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, and I would not make up something like that. An amazing collection, not only of the instruments themselves, but the history that goes with them, everything from the music to, very memorabilia and history of the music and the people that brought the music to this country. People come from all over the world to research music and history and lineage and stuff like that at the Harrington Arts Center and the World of Accordions Museum, and you should make it a point to stop in if you find yourself in the area. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right on Belknap Street, across the bridge from Duluth, basically. A beautiful area to visit if you find yourself in this neck of the woods. Find out more, www.accordionworld.org. A lot of information there for you. It's the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum. www.accordionworld.org is where you can go to find out more. All right, I promised you a Sig Sakowitz record, and I have one here. They're from Mishawaka, Indiana, in fact. They got his phone number right here on the record, but we're not going to call him up. This record's like 40 years old. The odds are he's not going to answer the phone. Anyway, here's Sig Sakowitz and the band, and True to the Red, White, and Blue.
Some say I'm rather old-fashioned, even kind of a square, because I still get a thrill and take off my hat when our flag passes by. Well, if they call that old-fashioned, guess I am. Let's all be true to the red, white, and blue. Remember that flag has been true blue to you. Let's all be thankful that we're all free and living in this wonderful land, the land of liberty. Let's all be true to the red, white, and blue. That grand old flag flying for me and for you. And every day, take a moment out to pray and be thankful that we're living in the good old USA. Red, white, and blue. That grand old flag flying for me and for you. And every day, take a moment out to pray and be thankful that we're living in a good old USA. And every day, take a moment out to pray and be thankful that we're living in a good old USA. Living in the good old USA.
Man, I tell you, that bordered on being a rock and roll record, didn't it? Huh? Sig Sakowitz there, and True to the Red, White, and Blue here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Just every now and then, it's fun to throw in something a little patriotic here in the show. And you know what happens is, I totally lose track of where this record is when the 4th of July comes around. So I don't. You got to play it when it comes around through the record stacks here. The flip side is his great baseball tune. And I do try to always remember to play that one in the summertime. But anyway, Sig Sakowitz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, rolling for another week and rolling into a little more of that great old-time holiday music this week. Here's Big Daddy Lakowski. This is the Jingle Bell Polka.
Thank you.
see, I almost jumped in on that before they were done playing. Big Daddy Lukowski there, Jingle Bell Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't know, how you doing this holiday season? We're kind of into it now. We're into the shopping. Man, I'm telling you, I'm shopping for 6 grandkids now, and they're getting older, you know. I got one's a teenager now, if you can believe that. What does she want for Christmas? Oh, I want an iPhone. So what does Grandma and Grandpa do? Well, of course we buy her one, because you can't let the grandkids down. And then the other kid wants, I want an Xbox. What do? We buy an Xbox, for Pete's sake. And I don't even know what it is. Some kind of video game. I told him we have video games when I was a kid. We called it Pong. They were not impressed when I explained Pong to them at all. But, yeah, so we're doing that. And I got all the Christmas decorations out in the yard. I think I mentioned in the show last week, all my blow molds are out there. You know, that's your hard plastic, like snowmen and Santa Clauses and teddy bears holding presents and all that kind of stuff. And here in northern Minnesota, this is bizarre. I'm telling you, this is bizarre. We have no snow, right? It is the second week in December, and we have no snow. I mean, a little tuft here and there, but there's more lawn than anything else. It's like 43 degrees today. This is unheard of around here. So I have no snow to keep my blow molds from falling over. Overnight last night, it's kind of breezy. You know, normally, you know, my wife will yell out, snowman down means one got blown over in the yard. Well, last night we had snowman down, Santa down, and Joseph down. Mary and the baby Jesus were doing fine, but Joseph blew over, so we had to get that all straightened out this morning. And there's really no easy way to fix it, because if you pound some sticks into the ground and hook them to the sticks, well, that's fine, except that assuming winter finally shows up and the ground freezes between now and the second week in January, you can't get the sticks back out of the ground because the ground freezes. So I'm hoping for enough snow to put around the Christmas decorations so they stay put. It's terrible. You talk about, you know, they say, well, that's a first world problem. It's totally is what that is. But anyway, how do we get there? Oh, because we played the Jingle Bell Polka from Big Daddy Lukowski. That's why. Now I got Lenny Gamolka in the Chicago Push. Here's the used car polka. I go Lenny Gabalka and the Chicago Push. That's the used car polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as you know, if you're a regular to the show, we always like to include at least one waltz in the show here. Because old-time music certainly is not limited to just playing polkas and the snappy numbers. You got to get a waltz in here, and sometimes I forget. So I got to do it while I'm thinking of it, you know. I have the polka dots here to do the Twilight Waltz. They're on the Kuka Record Company out of Sauk City, Wisconsin. Another great vintage 45, the Twilight Waltz. Here's the polka dots. Okay, polka dots, that's the Twilight Waltz. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Look at that, almost halfway through the show already. I think it's time to throw in another holiday tune, don't you think? Yes, I'm checking here the official holiday schedule, and it says time for a Marv Herzog record, Round Around the Christmas Tree. It doesn't really say that, and I have no schedule. I'm totally making this up as I go along, but I'm playing Marv Herzog nonetheless.
It's Christmas Day today. Around and round the Christmas tree, won't you come and dance with me? We will sing and we'll be gay. It's Christmas Day today. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is on his way, bringing presents. Riding on his sleigh. We're going to go like this as around the room we go. See the kiss beneath the mistletoe. How happy we will be. It's the night for you and me. It's Christmas Day today.
Marv Herzog and the band there, and round around the Christmas tree here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. We get together every week and take an hour out of the day and just spin a bunch of these great old time records. And that's kind of the whole trick to this particular show compared to most of the other radio shows you hear, even other old time shows. All we play on this show are songs from phonograph records, which is why every now and then you hear one might be a little fuzzy or it's got a little scratch in it. We try to avoid records that actually have a skip in them, but every now and then one of those gets into the show as well. But a lot of these, you know, of course, because they're on records, don't get played much anymore. And of course, a lot of them have been reissued on CDs and you can download them and whatnot. But not all of them. A lot of these were on small little independent record labels and they didn't always stick around into the 30s and 40 years later and have the opportunity to get these out to a younger crowd and to different people that are more, have access to more technology than we had back when the records were made. So it's just fun to do a show that is dedicated to nothing but the actual records. And I do this show as a live show. Now, you're clearly hearing this as a recorded show because I'm recording this right now. Right now, there's a big digital thing in front of me running that's telling me I've been talking for 36 minutes and 15 seconds so far in the show today. I do it as a live show, and if I play a record on the wrong speed, you're going to hear a record on the wrong speed, or if I mess something up, that's how it is, because that's how we did it in radio back in the good old days. And so it's all the way it happens, and all the records are here the way they happen. And that's what I think makes the show a lot more fun than a lot of the high-tech shows where everything's computerized and they're doing voiceovers and dropping in little things and assembling the show. We just push record and we roll it, so that you never know what you're going to get here on the show. But right now I know you're going to get a little Wally record. Here's Polka A Go-Go.
You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball. Sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go, go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Yee-hoo-hoo! La 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 la. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball, sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go, go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go.
That's Lil Wally there, Polka A Go-Go, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I think that is a great example of one of the great things about old-time music. You always hear it said, it's happy music for happy people. I know that Big Joe used that. Big Joe out of Chicago, the Big Joe Polka Show. Remember that on TV? Big Joe passed away, a couple of years ago now, I think. I worked at an old-time radio station back in the 70s, and we were happy music for happy people, too. And that's the thing, just like the Lil Wally record said there, you know, you're only as young as you think you are, not necessarily as old as you are, you know? And the music is so much more positive than most of the music that's being made today. They're all singing about crisis and tragedy and bad, evil things happening and stuff, and it's just... You know, every now and then you should have some music that takes away all the bad and the evil and the sad and the crummy stuff and make you feel good, you know? So that's what we're doing with the old-time music here on the Oompa Hour. All right, speaking of Oompas, we have Oompa Town's Finest. And they're doing the Happy Blacksmith here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, see, that is Oompa Town's Finest, so that's actually the name of the band. That was not my commentary on the quality of the musicians, you know. It's not, well, there's so-and-so's band, the Oompa Town's Finest. That's the name of the group, Oompa Town's Finest, on Pleasant Peasant Records, by the way. And Happy Blacksmith here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Time for a little more old-time Christmas cheer. John Jeske with Carl Henry, and I Want to Be Polish for Christmas. I hate to tell you this, but Santa Claus does not have the power to change your ethnicity.
My best friend is Polish. He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! Papa! 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 My best friend is Polish. He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I miss. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Lady who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll propose on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey! Paso y Sion, por llego nada. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must,
all I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody
I trust.
Hey! Hup, hup, hup,
how am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the pierogies, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself? Hey, you're a pretty good cook.
John Chesky, Carl Henry there. Want to be Polish for Christmas here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I heard him mention in there something about finding the pretty blue-eyed girl. Oddly enough, as he was saying that, I was grabbing this record to play next, the Pretty Blue-Eyed Maid Polka. Here's the Polka Country Musicians.
All old, and I want my pretty little blue-eyed maid. With her heart so true and her eyes so blue, she's my pretty little blue-eyed maid.
The Pretty Little Blue-Eyed Maid Polka, the Polka Country Musicians here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. On the way, Danny's Polka coming up with Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. But first, we got to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
And, of course, here at the Oompa Hour, members of the IPA, and you could be, too. It's pretty cheap. I don't know what it is, but it's cheap. And, you know, when you think about what it costs to be members of things nowadays, and I'm pretty much a cheapskate, but it is not expensive. And you get the newsletter in the mail, and it's got interesting stuff, and there's ads for where you can buy records. And what's cool is every now and then I see advertising for some CDs that are CD versions of records that we play here on the Oompa Hour that have been reissued. There are some like that. So check it out if you feel so inclined, won't you? Danny's Polka up next. Here's Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars.
Danny boy, Danny boy, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our Dan, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski. Let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel Pan, Daniel Rostenkowski. On nasz syn, on nasz brat, Daniel Rostenkowski. On nasz pan, on nasz król, Daniel Rostenkowski. Krzyczmy raz, jeszcze raz, Daniel Rostenkowski.
Oh my, there we go. That's a Little Richard at his Polka All-Stars there. And Danny's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Kind of getting ready to kind of wrap things up for another week here in the old Oompa Hour. Got a Gary Kent record to wrap things up coming up in a minute. I almost forgot to remind you, too, that you can certainly look us up on Facebook if you are internet savvy and a Facebooking kind of person. And I know that, well, it seems like most of the world is by now anyway. But we're there if you want to check it out. It's very easy to find us. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and there's no apostrophe in there or anything. It's just all, you know, those web addresses are little letters all smashed together. facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And I always promise to put more stuff up there, and it seems like I always forget. But if more people will find the Facebook thing and like us on there, so I know you're paying attention, I'll maybe remember to keep putting more stuff up there. But I try to keep it interesting anyway. Picture of a record, you know, because some of you may have forgot what records look like by now. But anyway, let's getting so much trouble. Let's wrap things up this week with a Gary Kent record. I don't know that we've ever played a Gary Kent record on the show to this point. Do you want to look? I think, hang on, with the advanced technology here in this computer, I think I may be able to tell us if we played a Gary Kent record on the Oompa Hour before. And let me see here. I'm looking. Oh, look at that. Look at that. We did. We played Gary Kent back on April we did. So I guess we were probably due for another one. See, that's the power of computers, is you can look this stuff up back in April. But this is a different Gary Kent record. That was a waltz we played back in April. Here he is with the Chalet Polka. you have it, Gary Kent there. That is the Chalet Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And believe it or not, that's going to put the wraps on another show here already. I'm back with more next week, like we always are. More and more holiday records are going to make it into the program, too. So it's going to get to be a little wild here. I may have to see if I can find myself my own set of jingle bells and spice things up. They're not jingle bells. They're sleigh bells. Sleigh bells.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. They're produced each and every week at KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. We'll be back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!